Okay.
Reconciled Martin
Fine.
did not eat 3 days. Now who want
Okay.
Jesus. How much
Okay, good
money
morning,
you have
gentlemen,
today?
and any ladies that may be listening. Excuse me. Okay, you'll notice your pages are already creased. I checked yours as well. Okay. This one over here. Okay, so we are Birkas HaPeiros, Siman Resh Beis, 202, Halacha Yud Beis. Yeah, last time we covered, we were speaking about grape wine, about raisin wine, excuse me. Okay, so Sif Yud Beis. Kol HaPeiros, any fruit, Shatovim Chayim Umuvushalim, that are good, raw, and cooked, Kegoin Tapuchim, for example, apples, Vagasim, and pears. Then, Bein Chayim Bein Muvushalim, Avarich Bayre Priyaitz, whether they are cooked, you're eating them cooked, or you're eating them raw. You're eating them raw, you're eating them cooked.
Fresh,
and the bread is
fresh.
Bayre Priyaitz. Yeah. Okay, and the Mishnah Brewer points out here that this is even going to be the case. Have a look at Sif Katan Samach Aleph, the first Sif Katan there. Got it? Shatovim Chaim V'Shalim, but Afilo Heim Tovim Yosek Shem V'Shalim. Even if they're much better when they're cooked, you're still, the halacha is still going to be the same, meaning you're still going to say Bari Pirates when you eat them fresh or raw. Kevan Shem Chaim Tovim Gamke. Since when they are uncooked, they're also good. Not as good, but they're also good. And many people eat them like this. Okay, and this is the important statement over here, that many people eat them like this. Okay, and we'll see a little bit later. Well, right away, exactly how much we need? What does it mean? Many people eat them like this. Yeah, what if just a few people eat them like this? So we'll see. We'll see that right now. Okay, so this is, as long as you have many people eating like this, even though they're much better, everyone knows that
you can't think of fruits that are better.
Fruits that are much better cooked.
Let's just say pears. You cook pears.
So I'm thinking of, we've had our problems with oranges.
What problems?
What bracha do we make on orange juice?
Orange juice, yeah. This is a different question over here. That's juice. That we're talking about juice or soup. This is actually the actual fruit itself. The actual fruit itself. Yeah. If it's good when it's raw, when it's fresh, uncooked, and it's good when it's cooked, meaning that many people eat them either cooked or uncooked, then the bracha is going to be bayrei preitz, whether you eat them cooked or uncooked.
But this is because that's the default.
Why? We'll see in a moment. We'll see in a moment. Why? Because people eat them that way. Okay, therefore, that's the fruit. That's the reason why you plant them. Why do you plant a pear tree? So you can eat it cooked or uncooked.
This is only about fruit.
Well, this is only fruit. All of everything that we've discussed right now, we only brought in soup as a contrast to the. We only brought in vegetables by soup as a contrast to fruit soup and fruit juice. Okay, but everything in this siman is birkas haperos, which are vegetables. In siman resh dalid, I believe. Not resh dalid, resh hay. In resh hay. Yeah, 205, in a few chapters time, that's when we start speaking about vegetables. Okay. Okay, now have a look at the next Mishnah Berurah. Okay, we're talking about apples over here. Shulchan Aruch brought this example of apples. Apples is something which you eat uncooked and you eat cooked. Okay, so one line down in this Mishnah Berurah over here, he has v'yesh minei tapuchin. There are types of apples, there are species of apples, shem chamutzim, that are very sour. V'ein ru'uyin le'chol l'roiv b'nei adam k'shem chayim. And they are not fitting for most people to eat when they're raw. Most people do not eat, yeah? What are we talking about? Cooking apples. Yeah, you've got these cooking apples that are very, very bitter, very sour. Very sour. So I guess it depends how sour they are. Over here, what he's saying over here, for roiv b'nei adam, majority of people would not eat them when they're raw. Rak al yedei bishul, just by after being cooked. Then mevarich shahakol kashen chaim. Then you make the bracha of shahakol when they are raw.
Because virtually no one eats them as is.
So good. Yeah, so this is very interesting over here. Why, I would ask you a question, why are we saying you make shahakol as opposed to make Bayrei Pri Hadamah? Remember we had the tzlaf tree, yeah, the caper tree that had five different products, byproducts. Yeah, it had the main fruit and then all the other things. The peel and the leaves and the, yeah, that we said on the Evyonis, you say Bari Priya eats, that's the main fruit. Everything else gets Bari Priya Dhamma. Okay, over here we're saying if this apple would not be eaten by a majority of people, are not going to eat this apple because it's so sour, then not only does it lose its bracha of Bari Priya eats, it's going to go all the way down to shahakol. Shahakol is for something that's not even grown on a tree.
But it means there are some apples, one apple should be, say, one brocha, but this kind of apple should be another.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because it's not eatable.
Yeah, because it's not edible for most people. Most people don't eat it. No, of course, when it's cooked, then it's going to get back right up to peripirates.
Question about raw.
About raw.
But if it's
cooked, this very, very sour bit cooking apple that people just don't eat when they're...
But if it's cooked, do we still say peripirates?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what it's planted for. That's what people plant it for. You plant cooking apple trees to cook them, right? They're called cooking apples.
But this is
and how does he arrive at shahakol?
Okay, that's the question. How does he arrive at a shahakol for eating it raw, eating it uncooked?
But there is it can be true for any apples who is not ready.
So that's something that's very different. That's very different.
A regular Macintosh, which when it's fully ripe, you could eat raw.
But then
the question is, could you eat it cooked? If it's cooked in the unripened state, would it still be?
No. Personally, I like sour apple.
Yeah. I like weird stuff too.
There are some apples called wild.
Wild apples, yeah.
Small. Actually, it's not it.
What do you call
it? He mentions over here tapuche yar, like forest apples, wild apples.
Yeah, because crab apples, you don't eat them. Can you cook them up?
You might be able to
cook them. Okay. Anyway, so what's the difference? Remember, we said by tzlaf, by the caper tree, that we have the caper tree. Right. Yeah, we had different products of the tree. Right, you've got a few different products of the tree. You've got the avionis, you've got the kafresin, you've got the alim, the leaves, and you've got the peels, and you've got the fir, you've got the fruit, and you've got the capers themselves. Yeah, many different products. What's the main product of the tree? That's the avionis. That's what we planted for. Yeah. The other stuff, it's a product, right? You eat it. It's a byproduct. Yeah, it's a byproduct of the tree. Essentially, it's a fruit. Yeah, we're calling it a fruit of the tree. Right? I plant it for these things, but that's not the main thing I plant it for. That's not the ikar. Right? The ikar is the avionis. The other things, they're also going to be called fruits, but not the fruit of the tree. That's not the fruit of the tree. It's a fruit of the ground. It is something which grows. Yeah. When I'm planting something which is not, it's going to, which I'm not interested in eating it this way. I'm not interested. I don't plant an apple tree to eat it, a cooking apple tree to eat it raw. That's not a fruit at all. It's not a fruit at all. When it's cooked, that's what I planted for. Then it comes to fruition, yeah, as its actual.
That's how
it works. Getting a frown from the other end of the table for that pun there.
That was
very hard. So what about an asteroid?
What about Nesrig?
You don't.
Do people eat them at all? You only eat them as jelly.
As jelly or something.
You... Does anybody eat them cooked?
Do people eat like Nesrig compote?
Maybe.
Could be.
If so,
I certainly don't know anyone that eats them raw.
Hmm?
I don't know what to say about an esrog.
Strong if you tried eating.
I've never tried. I don't think anyone has tried an esrog. Most people don't try an esrog because it's my esrog. Yeah.
I tried, but it was kind of hard finding.
Sometimes you.
What do you mean?
Mostly peel.
It's mostly peel. Yeah.
There's so much white. Peel,
yeah. White you cut it open, or you were peeling with your hand?
I can't remember.
You probably had to cut it open.
I never tried a second time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that would be a real chore to such a thick peel.
So this is a situation over here. We have a fruit which is not eaten. You don't plant it. No one eats it, or the majority of people, Roiv Bnei Adam, aren't eating it raw. Yeah, therefore, this hasn't even come into the category of being called a fruit yet. A byproduct. Yeah, or a secondary product, that's already a fruit, but it's just not the fruit, not the main fruit. It's called a fruit. Right? That's the way you eat it, but it's just not the main fruit. This hasn't come into the category of a fruit yet. Mm-hmm. Okay?
It's free fruit.
Nice. Did you plan on doing that?
Not really.
That was...
I realize it's free.
It's...
So if you plant an etrog tree, yeah? Because you want to use the etrogium. Not to eat, but you want to use them to hold as you're waving your lulav. Okay, so that's its purpose. The tree is planted for the etrog.
Yeah, but it's true. But the edibility of it, when it comes to eating it, how is it eaten? That's gonna define. Of course, most esrogim are planted for shaking as lulav, but one of the esrogim on the esrog tree, will be eaten. Yeah, so then you've got however many number of esrogim that are going to be eaten. What's the way they're eaten? Are they eaten raw or they're eaten cooked? I don't know. I don't know about an esrog. Okay. So let's go on to the next part of this halacha over here. V'im ein derech la'achlam chayim ela mevushalim. But if the derech is not to eat them raw, but only to eat them cooked. Acholam kashem chayim, mevarech shakel. Then if you ate them when they are raw, then the bracha is going to be shakel. Kashem mevushalim, bayir preitz. When you eat them cooked, it's going to be bayir preitz. Okay, so let's see the Mishnah Brura explaining the reason for this. Mishnah Brura in Samach Dalet. Kishem Chaim, Hatam, the reason, or the taste. Kevan Shadarech Achilas Eisen Peres, L'Roiv Bnei Adam, seeing as the way that the majority of people eat those fruits is alidei bishul dafka, is specifically through after being cooked. Loy mikri ikapi kolz man shaloy bala klalza. It's not called the fruit until it comes into this klal of being cooked.
Something that's tangential to this is it seems like most of the time we make a bracha depending on how it's used as opposed to the ingredients.
Yeah, over here our ingredient is fruit.
Yeah, because we talk about something that's cooked, putting various things together, that's like the mazonos bread we were talking about. If you use it as bread.
Was I talking about, or was Rabbi Miller talking about mazonos bread?
Maybe. I
think Rabbi Miller gave a class about mazonos.
Maybe I was talking.
I think Tuesday night Rabbi Miller gave a class about mazonos. Someone was asking about mazonos.
And I was also talking about with Rabbi Luff.
Okay.
I forget who was saying it, but if you clearly taste the apple juice, if they make it with apple juice, and if you clearly taste apple juice, it would be mazonos. While if you don't taste it and you're using it as bread, even though it's a mazonos, you'd still make make a bread creates.
Make
a
hamotzi.
Hamotzi, right. Excuse me, I was thinking, hamotzi.
Okay.
Anyway. Okay.
Yep, okay, weiter. Okay, now we're actually going to skip the next halachas. They're speaking about different types of nuts. But we actually covered that sort of already. Anyway, so let's skip one page to Sif Tes Vav. Number
15.
We'll skip two. Both talking about nuts. For you, that's a few more pages. Okay, al hasukar, sugar. What's the bracha on sugar? Mavarich shahakal. The bracha on sugar is shahakal.
Why would you make a bracha?
That means if you are eating sugar by itself, or you're eating a candy, which is the majority sweet. Sugar.
Okay.
Yeah, sweets. Thank you. I don't know what candy is. Yeah, if you're eating a sweet, and the sweet is made up predominantly of sugar, so the bracha on that is going to be shahakal. V'chein, and similarly, hamotzeitz kanim besukais shahakal. If you suck sweet canes, sweet sugar canes, yeah, then the bracha is shahakal.
Not
bray pri adama and not bray pri eitz. Okay, now for this we have to see the Mishnah Berurah.
What sugar? What does it mean sugar?
Okay, what does it mean sugar? So let's see. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah. Perish. Yeah, the first Mishnah Berurah here. Perish. This is what we're talking about. Sheba Arat Soysam, that in their lands, this is the Mishnah Berurah, right? This is the Chofetz Chaim in Ashkenazi territory, speaking about the Shulchan Aruch in Sephardi lands. Sheba Arat Soysam, in their lands, Gedelim Kanim Mesukim, they grew these sweet canes, yeah, sugar canes. V'soychatim Oysam, and they squeeze them, Umavashlim Meimehem. Yeah, they squeeze out the juice from them, And then they cook up the juice, ad sheyikpe, until it solidifies, v'yidmele melach. And then it looks like melach, looks like salt.
Rambam knows detail how to make.
Yeah.
This is ingredients how to make sugar. Okay, squeeze out the juice, cook it up until it solidifies, and then.
This is from sugar cane or for beets.
This is talking about sugar. This is talking about shabar tzoisam in there. They named kanim musukim. They have these canes which were sweet. Okay. And the bracha on that is shahakol. Why? Mishnah Berurah continues, delo yadifi midvash tamarim, because it's no better than date honey. Same as date honey. Dechashvinon le rak kezea be'alma, because we call it zea. Yeah, it's just sweat of the, right? It's like any fruit juice, the bracha is shahakol. Yeah, we're taking the juice, we're squeezing the juice out of this, out of these canes. The bracha is shahakol. Ubirchas shahakol. The kol shekein b'zeh, and all the more so with sugar, shenishtanu al yidei abishul. That is actually, then you're taking the juice, and then you're cooking it, and you're turning it into granules. Yeah, that's completely changed. Right, it's completely nishtana. It's gone undergone a chemical change. Yeah, so that it gets to its state now. So that the bracha is going to be shahakol. Okay. Now, v'chein ha-moitzeitz. Similarly, also when you are sucking it, what does this mean? Perush ha-moitzeitz kanei ha-sukkah ba'atzman, that you're actually sucking the cane, the sugar canes. That the bracha is shakel. Gam kei mitamanel. Also for the very same reason. Daha, because hanal means ha-nafga le'el, which is the one that we brought earlier, or anira le'el, the one that we've seen earlier. Daha, because hakana ba'atzmai who eats ba'alma. Yeah, this is the explanation over here of this sugar cane. The cane itself is eats ba'alma. Yeah, it's a bark, it's a tree. Yeah, a tree is not edible. There's nothing edible about a sugar cane.
The perennial
sugarcane. What's that?
The perennial.
Meaning?
It's officially a kind of grass.
Yeah, meaning that when winter comes and everything dies.
Oh, does it?
The sugar cane usually winter back again. You have to replant it. Usually, where sugar cane grows, winter doesn't destroy it. Tropical.
But they cut it down so they can use it.
Yeah.
They don't.
Yeah, I don't know if the sugar cane grows anywhere north of the frost line. I don't know. I don't think so. I mean, like Hawaii, I think, is the only. Hawaii, maybe Louisiana, Florida.
So why is it?
That's an excellent question. I don't know.
What was the question?
They said, we'll get to the end and then we'll ask the question and we'll see if we can, we ourselves can then come up with an answer. We'll hold off in a moment. He asked why is it hates, but we'll see. Let's get to the end and we'll see. Okay. Because the kana itself is eitz ba'alma. V'yef shalachle. It's impossible to eat. You can't actually eat the cane. Ela sheyesh bo mesikus. Just that it has a sweetness in it. Yeah, it has this juice that you can chew on and suck it out, and then you get the sweetness. Vim cane, if so, loy adif amaitzitz, as a mesikos mea eitz, it's no better if you suck the sweetness out of the eitz, out of the bark, out of this tree, than if you actually squeeze it out and drink it. The only way that you can consume sugar, yeah, or the fruit of the sugar cane, is through squeezing it out with your teeth, right? So if you're squeezing it out with your mouth, or you're squeezing an orange like that, then it's exactly the same thing.
Someplace I saw that I actually had a, maybe in Pakistan, I forget where.
Uh-huh. This is unlike if you suck an orange, yeah? If you suck an orange, that the bracha is Bray Pri Eitz. Okay, the bracha there is Bray Pri Eitz. Yeah. Why? because you could just eat it. You could just eat the orange. You know, you're deciding to suck out the orange juice, right? But we're not going to call that Zeya Be'alma because it's that is a way of consuming the orange. I could suck it out. I could eat it, right? But this sugar cane, the only way that you could get anything out of it is essentially through going like that. So if I do that in my mouth, it's essentially the same way as doing that by hand. Okay.
That's very geschmack, by the way.
Sugar cane. I've never actually tried sucking on a sugar cane. No, I think someone once might have brought some to yeshiva, actually.
So might Danny have brought some to yeshiva.
But sugar cane, even Raphael. Wood.
Brought up on that stuff.
Even wood is sweetened?
Sorry?
Even the wood of sugar cane is little.
The wood itself, the wood itself is only sweet because of the juice that's in there.
But this is.
But you would be making what bracha on that? The juice of the sugar cane?
So as I was saying, shako. Yeah, it's just juice, Zeya Be'alma. Yeah, and the cane itself is eights. It's a bark. It's a tree.
And no one eats
sweet tree. It looks tree itself sweet, if or not.
The tree itself. I don't think the tree itself has any sweetness to it. I mean, you can't eat it. It's a tree. You can't eat it. What you're eating, what you're consuming of it, is the juice. Yeah, if you get a piece of cane in your mouth, you're taking that out.
Yeah,
you're not gonna chew it and swallow it.
But this is if one sucks sweetness out of the wood, it means you can somehow. Yeah.
There's a lachluchis. The there's a moisture in the wood.
It just means oil.
Yeah,
means
if it would be dry, a sugar cane, a dried sugar cane.
I don't know.
Maybe there's residue of the sugar. Maybe that right. there's the sugariness that is dried in there.
Mm-hmm.
So if you reconstitute it, you make it moist again, you might be able to get more sweetness out of it.
Okay.
But if you after you suck or squeeze all of the sweetness out of it, then it's just a bark.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing left.
Pomegranate juice.
All juices. We already did juices. Juices are all shackle.
Even pomegranate juice.
All juices. Why? Because it's Zeya Be'alma. It's just sweat.
Mm-hmm.
You can't get the real flavor out through squeezing.
Yeah.
Okay? Good. V'kas of B'chai Adam. Let's carry on in this Mishnah Berurah. V'kas of B'chai Adam. B'chai Adam writes, Duhu Adin, this is the same, if one would haloyes shoyes shekorin lakaritz. Yeah, for chewing a root that we call licorice. Gam kein ein mevarech ala shako. The brach is also going to be shako. De gam hu eitz ba'alma, because it's also eitz ba'alma. It's also just a root. Ela sheish bo tam masik, just has got a sweet flavor. Okay. Vada, but you should know, there's an important point here. Da'af she'a shuchan aruch, sasam ledina, da'ala sukkah v'ala kanim b'ruchas ha'shakol. That even though the shuchan aruch just wrote very simply that the bracha on sugar is sugar and the sugar cane is shakol, but emes, in reality, yesh b'zeh deyos b'ein rishonim. There are actually other opinions among the rishonim. K'meisha muva b'tur u'beis yosef, as is brought in the Tur and the Beis Yosef. Okay. Umeika potek levarech shakol. So out of a suffix, a doubt, that's why the Shulchan Aruch said to make shakol. But there are other opinions of what to make on the bracha, what the bracha should be. Because if you make a shakol, you fulfill your obligation according to everyone. Shakol covers everything. Yeah. Bidiyavad. Bidi Eved Shakol covers everything. V'ulam, however, Bidi Eved, if you made a different bracha, in Beirach, Boirei Priyat, Oy Boirei Priyat Adama, Yatza. Whether you made Boirei Priyat, or you made Boirei Priyat Adama, or you made Shakol, it's all good.
So you go
because there are opinions that say the bracha is bepriates. There are opinions that say bepri adama. There are opinions that say shahakol. So you, out of the suffix, the doubt, that's why the Shulchan Aruch is saying say the bracha is shahakol.
So you can also get sugar from sugar beets.
Well, 1 second. Okay, here we go. Let's just finish this, and then we'll come back to it. V'chein, similarly, b'tzukah shalanu, with sugar, with our sugar, shenasa miborikas, which is made from borikas, which the Targum, the translation over here, translates it as beet. Selek sukkar. You know what selek is?
Beetroots.
Oh, beet. Too. Beet. So the selek sukkar is beetroot. Is sugar beet. Selek means beets. Yeah, selek sukkar is sugar beets. Yeah, so our sugar, which is made from sugar beets, gam kein yesh levarich lechat chila shakol. Also, we should lechat chila make shakol. U'bidi eved, im beirach boirei pri adama yatsa. Here we're saying only boirei pri adama because this is definitely not a fruit. Okay, this is definitely a vegetable. A beet is from the is under the ground. Yeah, so that bidi eved, if you said boirei pri adama, yo yatsa. Yeah, but lechatchila, we should make shahakol. Now, firstly, is there a difference between sugar beets and sugar canes? Like the sugar that you get from it?
It's a chemical.
No, I mean, some people, I think cane sugar is generally grittier. I don't know, but it's basically the same.
Because sugar is a...
It's very interesting that it's from completely different... It's a chemical, so if you would be deriving the chemical, then I hear, but you're not. You're taking the juice from it, or you're cooking.
The chemical structure is a little bit different.
Yeah, maybe
there's a whole group of sugars.
Elaborate.
Would an expert be able to taste the difference between sugar derived from sugar beet and sugar derived from sugar cane?
365, the Whole Foods cola is cane sugar. You can't tell me that that's not better than the natural sugar, like in the Pepsi throwback and stuff like that.
You're not talking about better, you're talking about different.
It's different. If it's better, it's different. Right?
Visual is not different. But,
yeah, okay.
This question of who is more sweeter?
Beetroot, I don't think they squeeze out the juice from beetroot. Oh, sorry, from sugar beets. I think that they cook it up, and then the water has the sweetness in it.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. I would assume it's the same thing.
It needs a bit of investigation. What's the majority of sugar that's used in the world?
I think the majority in the northern hemisphere. And, you know, northern climes is probably sugar beets. Europe is sugar beets.
Uh-huh. Soviet Union, of course, beets.
Sugar beets, yeah.
Right.
There's a whole group of substances called sugars, and they all share a certain percentage, a very large percentage of common stereochemical structure. And then there are some small differences, but they're all sugars. They all feel sweet. In different parts of the world. This one will be used because it grows there.
Right. It probably depends on where it's grown, right? Because there's probably not so much import and export of these. Right, and then you have America, which is don't use sugar at all. It's all high fructose corn syrup.
Yeah, I believe sweetness comes from the same source, kind of glucose.
Now, typically, the sugar in the United States we get ours from Colorado. That would be beets. Or Louisiana would be cane.
Or Hawaii.
There is another plant to have.
Or high fructose corn syrup from the lab.
And
yeah. From Iowa.
I remember we went to the Soviet Union, friendship with Cuba.
Cuba was
completely different.
80% of the
plant.
Its exports were.
Yeah, no, but this is another plant.
Sugar cane, that's sugar cane.
Cuba is cane, Russia is beet.
Yeah. I believe it's Cuba something else, maybe.
Russia used the cane to beet.
And America uses aspartame.
From the lab. Okay.
Zangzhou.
Yeah, let's do the last the
that's a name. That's a,
we'll finish off the last halachas here quickly. Zangville. You know what Zangville is?
What?
Anyone know Zangville?
I know it as a name.
Zangville means ginger.
Ah.
Al pilpul v'zangville yaveshim, on dried peppers and ginger. Va'al ha klau shel giropli, which is neglech, which are cloves. V'kol keyotzeben, and anything similar to this. Yeah, we're talking about dried spices. She'ein derech la'achlam ela al yidei tairovus. The only way we eat these things is in a mixture. Yeah, you don't eat pepper. You don't eat raw ginger.
It's too strong.
Yeah, we grind it up and we use it in a mixture. You add it as flavor. Then ein mevarich aleihem klum. Of course, there's no bracha
because it's just an ingredient.
Just an ingredient, right? Now, what happens if you eat them? Yeah, you decide, you know what? I'd like to eat some
ginger.
Where's your sinuses?
Yeah, I know. This is shayach to me, so I'm actually waiting for
okay.
The answer.
Good. The answer is, that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. Because if you eat it in a tairovus, then of course you're not going to make a bracha on it. Right? You don't need to tell me that if you sprinkle a little bit of pepper on the top of your pepper steak, that there's a havamina that you're going to make a bari pri adama on the pepper. And it's just seasoning. If you're eating a tairovus. So what we're saying over here is that because the way of eating it is through tairovus, it's not called oichel. It's not called a fruit. It's not called edible. It's not called food.
Even though it has a distinctive flavor.
It has a distinctive flavor. It has a, and whatever it has, lemaisa, it is not eaten. People do not eat it. They eat it in a tairovus, they eat it in a mixture, but you don't eat it raw. You don't eat it by itself. Therefore, someone that comes along and does that, he's muzar, he's strange, he's doing something strange, he's doing something out of the ordinary. Yeah, therefore, you're not going to make a bracha at all. Yeah, there's no bracha on these things, which are only eaten through a tairovus as a mixture.
But this is talking about ginger, turmeric, and galgen.
How does he call it?
There is three examples: ginger,
a stick of cinnamon,
something like galgen.
That was not what he had, was it?
And
where are you reading? In the Mishnah Berurah.
No, what's been galgen?
What does it say?
This reference. This reference is galgen is not.
We don't know what it is.
Certainly believe who is. Maybe it's called Galingale. I don't know what it is.
Yeah, he translates it. The Targum over here says galgen verts. Sitva is in Yiddish. Sugin shel basam, different types of basam, types of spices. Yeah, these different types of spices, then we don't make a bracha. Yeah, even though, have a look at Ayin Tes, Sifkat Ayin Tes, Mishnah Berurah. Perush, v'hu achlam levadim. Yeah, he's eating them by itself. L'fichach ein mevarech aleim klum. Therefore, you don't make any bracha on them at all. She'ein hana b'achilasam b'kesheim yaveshim. Because there is no hana, there is no enjoyment when you eat them when they are dry. V'im achalam im tzukar v'chadoyma. But if you sugared ginger, yeah, you've had sugared ginger. Yeah? So if you cooked it up together with sugar and you made it sweet, then mevarech b'ri pri adam. Then it's a root vegetable. Yeah, that's a fruit. Yeah, so that you are going to make a bracha.
V- ginger to mix with sugar.
So yeah, they have sugared ginger in the stores. You can buy these sugared ginger, and it's bitter. Like it's very bitter.
Gingerbread cookies and stuff like that.
That's a tarivus. Yeah. That's a tarivus. So that's not gonna. That's good. That's a shak. That's a mazonis. That's a mixture.
There is different mixture.
Yeah, but they have this sugared ginger, and it's barely edible. Yeah, but it's just got enough sugar in it, just about to make it edible. Okay, so that's edible now. Essentially, it's edible. It gets a bri priyadama. But if it's not edible, there's nothing in it. It's dry. Yeah, and you're just crunching on some dry ginger. Then that doesn't get a bracha at all.
Because no one eats it that way.
Yeah. Okay. Now, and because no one eats it that way, and there's no hanah, there's no enjoyment in eating dried pepper. Okay. Let's skip the next halacha yud zayin, and we'll do the last halacha of the siman of the chapter over here. Al pilpul v'zangvil kashem retuvim. Yeah. There's now peppers and ginger that are moist. Yeah. They're not dried out. They still have moisture. Then, Bayre Priyadama, that the bracha is going to be Bayre Priyadama.
Zangvil, we said, was cloves?
Was pepper. Ginger. Zangvil is ginger.
And what does it mean moisture? If you have ginger to drop in the water?
Fresh ginger. Fresh ginger. Fresh ginger.
Fresh ginger is not the same as what is on sale.
There's dried ginger and there's fresh ginger, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I guess probably what you see
it's pretty dry. It does have a bit of moisture
in
there.
What is different if you potato? Fresh ginger, I mean, there is no fried potatoes, but I believe ginger is a ginger.
Ginger usually has to ground up as a powder.
Great.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit moist, and you mix it with something like honey or sugar.
Or put it in the tea.
I don't know. So the stuff that's in the stores, is that considered moist? But probably. That's probably what it looks like when it's, just taken straight fresh out of the ground. So that presumably that would be called moist.
Yeah.
And therefore, if you.
But because it is moistest, you should say bracha.
Yeah, then it would get a bracha.
Uh huh.
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
But you can.
One second.
But you can make moisture. Dropping the place into the water.
Maybe you could apply what he's saying about the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah in Pei Beis over here. Speaking about we'll read it. The Zangvil love Perahu, because ginger is not a fruit. Ella, Sharsham, min ha'itz takazakarka. It's a root. Yeah, that's why the bracha is Bayre Priyadama. Upilpilin. Now, yeah, so he says, what he's saying over here is, pilpil and Zangvil, both of these things, the bracha, when they're moist, they get the bracha of Bayre Priyadama. Now, he's bothered by the question. Pilpul, where does pilpul grow? Where does pepper grow?
Peppercorns, is it? It's like a little bush or something, right?
It's a little bushel, yeah. But I guess it's, you're saying it's from an ilan.
Yeah, I guess it is a tree, but...
Yeah. Well, pilpul in afal gav de gedelim ala ilan, even though they grow on a tree, kevon de ein noitin el al das de sheis yabshu, seeing as you only plant them with... in mind, or usually most of them are planted with in mind that you're going to dry them out. The echlo rubon cook in the tyrogus ketavlin, and then usually it's going to be eaten as a mixture, as a spice. They nechalam levadam el lefamim, but they're only eaten very, very seldom by themselves. It makes a lot of sense that really the bracha should be shehakel. Ella, rather, but lefisha at mehem ne'echalim beretuvolson, seeing as some of them are indeed eaten when they are when they're moist still, adaitadachi nami natu kevsas. They're also planted sometimes with in mind to eat it, to eat it as it is, to eat it in its moisture. Lechem avarchem aleihem beyepri adam. So it gets a bracha of beyepri adam. Okay, so this also, ginger also. Most of the ginger planted is, that's for grinding up and for using as a spice. Although I'm not sure, because in Asian countries, it's a staple. I mean, they pickle it and have it on everything.
Okay.
They have it with everything.
You have tea, you're not going to make bread for your age.
No, tea, that's a tyrovus. That was what we would call a mixture.
So we call it shakol.
Yeah. So basically, according to this, what it's going to be is that if you would taka chew on some ginger, then the bracha would be brei pri adama. If you've got sushi, and you have it together with your sushi, then it's going to be mizonis. That's going to be the tuffel. It's not going to be, that's not the ikka. But if you had it as an ikka, if you had sushi ginger, pickled ginger, then the bracha would be brei pri adama. Okay, now we've got a very important last words here of the Rama. Okay, see right at the end. Hagar. This bit here, right at the end.
Do you know English?
Maybe it's on the next page. It's there. Okay, Hagar, kol haperis, all the fruits, sheyodea bahen sheim ikra pri, that you know that they are the main fruit, the ikra, the main product of this tree, mevarich aleim bari preitz, that gets a bracha bari preitz, v'sheinam ikra pri, and if you know for a fact that they are not the main product of the tree, bari pri adama. Okay, remember we're talking about fruits here, we're not talking about vegetables, we're talking about fruits. But in fruits, if you know for a fact they are the main product of the tree, ha'etz, if they're a byproduct, they're not the ikar pri, then bari pri adama. Ve'im hu masupak, and if he has a doubt, by imhu ikar pri olay, if he has a doubt about whether it is the main product of the tree or not, then bari pri adama. Why? Because if you say bari pri adama, then you can still be yotzi. Bari pri haetz, it counts for bari pri haetz. Bari pri adama is less specific. It also includes fruits, vegetables. Ve'im eino yodea mahu, but if you don't know what it is, you have no idea what it is, mavarich shehakol. Then it gets a bracha of shehakol.
What does it mean? It doesn't know what is it, but sure this is fruit.
Now, again, if you know it's a fruit,
but
you don't know whether it's ikar pri, you don't know whether it's not the ikar pri, you don't know, is it the main product? Is it the byproduct? Is it a thing? We say bari pri adama. Im einu yodea mahu, if you have no idea what it is, you don't, it may be a fruit, I don't know. I've got this food. Someone served me food, I have no idea what it is. I have absolutely no idea what it is. I trust him that it is food,
And kosher.
Yep, I have no idea what it is. And, one second. It says, see the Mishnah Berurah, very important Mishnah Berurah. Pei Dalet, 84. Ve'im hu masupak, if he has a doubt. Hainu, this means, achar shalomad, after you learned. Ve'inu yoch levarer, and you're unable to clarify. Yeah, you've already learned it up. This is not a simple question that, you know, oh, I've got this fruit bowl over here. Interesting. Yeah, Tu B'Shvat. We've got a Tu B'Shvat Seder coming up this week. Yeah, and then you've got an interesting, you know, interesting thing there. Is it the Ikka? Is it not the Ikka? I've got a Safek over here. Okay, so I'll just make a break. No. La'achar shalomad. After you've learned, meaning after we've done what we've done. Yeah. But still you are unable to clarify. Then we can make a bracha out of Safek. Then we can make the Brei Pri Adama. Avol Misha Loi Lamad. But a person who hasn't learned up the sugya, he didn't learn it up, Loi Yoichal. He's not allowed to eat. Ad Sheyelech Etzel Chacham. Until he goes to see Rabbi Rabinowitz. Until he goes to a Chacham, Lelamdei Brachos, to teach him brachas. Yeah, he's not allowed to eat. This is not lechatchila. We're allowed to rely on this suffix and make the bracha because it might be the wrong bracha. Yeah, there's a more specific bracha. There's a specific bracha you have to make. Of course, it counts, but there's only bidyevet. Okay, so we're relying on this only bidyevet. Okay, and this is exactly the same when we're talking about shahakal. Yeah, that you don't know. You have absolutely no idea what it is. But first, first is not even a question. Yeah, if you don't know what it is, you can clarify what it actually is. Yeah, then you've got to ask whoever. You've got to ask the chef. Yeah, you've got to find out. Yeah, but then beyond that, yeah, if you know what it is, but you're unsure how it's classified. Yeah, how to classify this thing? Is it a tyrovus? Is it a mixture? Is it the Ikara Pri? Is it not the Ikara Pri? Is it eaten usually Nechel Chai? Is it usually eaten raw? Is it usually eaten this? Yeah, all of these questions, all of these halachas which make a difference, you got to learn these halachas. You have to know them. Not just allowed to rely on the fact that, oh, Bari Pri Adama will cover it, or Shahakov will cover it. You have to learn the brachas. Okay, so we saw right at the beginning of this chapter how important it is to learn these halachas and to know these halachas, that we said that anyone who derives pleasure and benefit from this world without making a bracha is ke'ilu mo'al. It's as if he stole from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, my takan ase. What? How does he fix it up? Then he should go to a chacham. What's a chacham gonna do? What's a chacham going to do? Yeah, but chacham's going to correct the fact that we're not in this religion where we just, you know, confess our sins and we're done. Like, how's it going to fix it up? Rather, go to a chacham and he'll teach you brachas. Yeah, and then you won't get into these situations. Yeah, first you should have gone to a chacham to learn these brachas. So that was our introduction to the sugya. So to see how important it is to learn these halachas. And again, right at the end, we see that all these suffix, all these areas of suffix, we don't know what the bracha is, and we're very quick just to say, oh, the bracha is probably this. Yeah, it's probably that. It's probably ha'itz. It's probably adama. It's probably a thing. But it counts, b'di'evet, but l'chatchila, you're not allowed to do that. L'chatchila, loy yoichal, says the Mishnah Berurah. Loy yoichal, you're not allowed to eat until you go to a Talmud Chacham. What's the Talmud Chacham going to do? He's going to teach you brachas. You have to learn brachas.
The next thing, there are the question of which fruit do you eat.